But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, because I play them too. Oh, when I need some time off from that emotion, time to pick my heart back off the floor. Oh, when that love comes down with a devotion, well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door, because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith, because I gotta have faith.
Yeah. All right. Nice job. Very nice job. That's, of course, the music of George Michael. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know that I love George Michael. And but that was Aaron Tedesco was singing and playing the guitar on that. And she is part of Great Moments in Vinyl. And they are here live in studio. Lindsay Cochran, how are you, Lindsay?
I'm very well. I'm just blown away. We're back again.
Yeah. It's
doing
always
another show.
It's always fun to have you guys in. And also here to sing and play keyboards is Debbie Kaczynski.
Hi.
And I pronounced it correct.
You did pronounce it correct.
I did. Okay. That's because you corrected me off the air.
No worries.
anyway, welcome back, Lindsay. You. Tell everybody about Great Moments in Vinyl, just to remind them.
Great Moments in Vinyl is a great way to enjoy albums that you've enjoyed in the past, because we enjoy playing them. What we do is find, I hate to use the word classic, but that's probably a good way to describe it, find some classic albums that we all grew up with and knew, and, you know, those records that you would put on, you'd end up listening to the whole thing, because they were so far back you couldn't program your iPod or program the CD player or whatever. You just had to listen to every song. So we put all those songs on stage, pick two albums, perform them, and have a great time doing it. Crowd seemed to love it, too.
That's great. And it's at Thursday, so it's tomorrow.
This coming Thursday.
Tomorrow, and you'll be paying tribute to George Michael at Martyrs, of course, which is kind of your home base, correct?
Absolutely.
3855 North Lincoln is where it's at, and you guys are going to be playing Faith.
And Listen Without
and
Prejudice.
Listen Without Prejudice, which is a wildly underrated album.
The first two solo albums for George Michael. Yeah.
And you can do some Wham stuff, too.
Yes.
Okay.
We have some guilty pleasures in the set.
Yeah, nothing to feel guilty about. You're in a Wham safe zone, I must say. you can admit to liking Wham in this room. It's totally fine.
Well, you know, as with everything, when I prepare for these shows, because I tell stories about the songs when they play, and I always learn things I didn't know. I mean, like, Wham was rivaling Culture Club and Duran Duran as the top band in the UK at that period.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and they were huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
28 million records sold. Huge.
28 million records.
That's before he turned 24.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a kid, man. They were just kids. If you go back and watch the Bad Boys video, they look like they're 14.
Yeah, yeah.
They do. And it was back when they were called Wham UK.
Yes.
Always had the exclamation point, though. So,
yes.
Lindsay, we're going to talk a little bit more to you, but I want to say hello to everybody who else is in the studio. Aaron Tedesco. Aaron, how are you?
Good. How are
it's
you?
Great to see you.
It's great to see you, too. It's awesome.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. And so tell everybody a little bit about your background. You started playing guitar at a young age.
Oh, yeah, I think in, like, 10th grade,
mm-hmm.
I found my dad's tenor guitar and was like, oh, how does this work?
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, and so you've been playing for a while. Now, tell everybody about your bands.
Well, besides Great Moments in Vinyl, my originals band is called Congress of Starlings. We do songs that we write. We play in a duo with Andrea Bunch, and then we have a five-piece sometimes.
Yeah.
And then Debbie and I are in a band called Little Queens, which is a tribute band to Heart.
To Heart, yes.
70s up to like 1980.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And I just, you know, I mean, I knew about this before, but you're a bird watcher. And what is there a term? I mean, you used a different term, right?
Birder.
A birder.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that like if people like if Trekkies get mad because they're supposed to be called Trekkers?
Right. Well, we don't get mad, but that's what we are.
We're birders. Okay, you started doing that, like you told me, off the year 2003?
Yeah.
How did you get into that? And I'm sure that did that inspire the name of your band?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, where I started birding, that's where, I'll tell you. So my girlfriend at the time lived along the Chicago River, like in Albany Park.
Yeah.
And migratory birds would come. Because they come along the river, and also there was a feeder, so they'd get feeder birds, and I was like, I need to know what the hell these things are. And then I saw nighthawks, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
But the name came from because a whole ton of starlings were hanging out on the power lines on that street on Virginia Avenue, And my friend George was just flippantly saying, like, oh, the Congress is in session. And so it was like a Congress of Starving.
That's good.
So, because everyone's like, oh, is it like a Murder of Crows? I'm like, no, it's technically... would be a Murmuration of Starlings, but can you imagine if that was our
your name of your band?
S9.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the Murmuration of Starlings.
Wrong. So, but the Congress turned into, you know, starlings are, they were put here against their will. They're non-native birds, and people get mad at them for thriving. So it's kind of a metaphor for outsiders, immigrants.
Yeah.
And the Congress part is any group of people coming together to...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, very cool. Very, very cool. Now, you recently went on a trip.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
I went mostly to Denmark, but I spent 5 glorious days in Sweden.
Yeah.
And when we took the bridge back to Denmark, I was like, I love Denmark, don't get me wrong, but I was like, I got to go back to Sweden, too. I love the language, and I learned all the bird names in Swedish.
That's cool.
So when the people would be talking to each other about what they were seeing, I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, is that what you...
Right. Yeah. Yeah, did you see things that you've never seen before?
104 species.
Really?
Seen before.
Wow. That must have been fun.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the food in Sweden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything comes on a plank with béarnaise sauce and dill cream.
That's it. That's all you need.
Some aquavit.
Yeah, there you go. A little aquavit. Absolutely. So yeah, I worked at Simon's I bartended at Simon's here in Chicago, which is a Swedish bar. And so... I'm familiar with the food and drink of Sweden because I lived in Andersonville. I lived in Andersonville for 14 years. So, you know, So anyway, and Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Tell everybody a little about your background, how you started with music and stuff.
I started playing piano when I was 4.
Four. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Long time ago. I don't have parents that play anything. It was totally a decision I made on my own.
Oh, yeah. Well, how does a 4-year-old come to the decision that they want to play piano?
It's actually a great story. I went to a Montessori school when I was young.
Okay.
And I heard this music coming out I was walking down the hallway with my mom, and I heard this music coming out of a room, and I just kind of peeked in, and I saw my future piano teacher in there giving lessons, and I looked at my mom, and I was like, I want to do that. And that's just how it all happened.
And that was it.
That was it. And
when did you start? You started playing at 4, and you took lessons at 4?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How does someone deal with a 4-year-old playing lessons?
I do it every week.
Yeah.
I teach those.
You teach little kids now?
I teach little kids.
Are you at Old Town School?
I used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now I just teach privately.
You teach privately. Mm-hmm. That must be fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's great. It can have its challenges, but it's totally fun.
What are your age range?
Anywhere from 4 on up.
4 on, oh, well.
Yeah, I have adults, everything.
Yeah.
So.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so you're in the Little Queens with Aaron. Do you do any other stuff on your
own?
I'm
also in a Fleetwood Mac cover band called Secondhand News. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now those are good names for tribute bands. Okay, Little Queens is good. Secondhand News is good. You know what's the stupidest tribute band name of all time?
What?
The tribute band to the Scorpions. Scorps.
Oh,
that's horrible.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, you've got Love Drive, you could Black Out, any of the songs, you know, albums, but they went with Scorps. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what the deal is with that. So, Lindsay, what was the decision to do George Michael?
Well, actually, Aaron came to me and said, let's do George Michael. I mean, you know, what shows we do, what albums we do, usually an outgrowth of whatever, you know, we're talking about at rehearsals.
Yeah.
I remember we were working on, was it Sinead O'Connor? And I played the riff from Walking on the Moon, and the drummer started.
And then you guys said, it's time for the Police.
Let's do the Police.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool.
So same thing with George Michael. I mean, Aaron sang in a number of shows, Sinead O'Connor and Indigo Girls and Regina Spektor, but also Prince and Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And it's like every October we've kind of come around to do an R&B show of some sort.
Very cool.
This year was George Michael.
Cool. All right, let's hear one more song before song to take us into break, and then we'll come back and talk more. And actually, Aaron's going to play a song of her own a little bit later on. So here we go.
And all these games that you play, don't tell me how a man should be. Some would say if you knew, you wouldn't be here with me.
I love you,
I still love you. But I guess it's time to let you be, 'cause I have no secrets from you, and I have nothing left to hide, and I'm so tired of all these questions, 'cause maybe you just change your mind like I have, like I have, like I have.
All right. That's beautiful, man. That is beautiful. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got the news. And then after the news, more moments, great moments in vinyl. We'll talk a little bit more and hear some more live music. George Michael at Martyrs tomorrow night. And we'll take a break right, and back after this.
Call me good, call me bad, call me anything you want to, baby, but I know that you're sad, and I know I'll make you happy with the one thing that you never had, baby. I'm your man, don't you know that, baby? I'm your man.
Yeah, I love that song. Oh, man. That's great. That's George Michael right there. And they will be paying tribute to George Michael at Martyrs tomorrow night. That's Great Moments in Vinyl. And they will be paying tribute to George Michael and playing Faith and Listen Without Prejudice. And it starts at 8 o'clock at Martyrs tomorrow night, Thursday night.
As you said, you outed us. We are going to do some Wham songs as well.
Yeah, that's a draw, man, as far as I'm concerned.
And not just the George Michael solo song that he did with Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
got
man.
Got himself a Grammy for. That's on the set list, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's a great song, too. Yeah, that's a great song. All right, so let's talk a little. Lindsay, we're back, and we were talking with everybody here about how you got together. And how many can you roughly say how many musicians have passed through the doors of Great Moments in Vinyl?
Good Lord. I've even forgotten how many shows. I used to know how many shows we did. Is it 26 or 30, something like that? But, figure maybe 6 to 10 musicians per band.
Yeah.
So, and some of them are repeats, but I would guess, 70?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great. And you always pick the most talented people. I mean, these two women in the room here are unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you always, and like every time you come down, you always bring in great musicians. And a lot of these musicians, you went through Old Town School of Folk. Talk a little bit about Old Town School of Folk.
Sure. Well, I should let Aaron do that because she really works there. But
yeah.
I mean, when we put together the George Michael show, it became obvious that it was really a vocal-driven show and we had to have good vocalists for
it. Yeah. Aaron, what is it about Old Town School of Folk that's so great and you know?
Oh, man. Because it's like I work with all these people, and the minute I need, I need a guitarist, there's like a pool of people to choose from. If someone's not available, then you have like 8 more choices. It's so awesome, and you can like count on these people to be professional and talented, and it's just... It's just awesome.
It's like a musicians' club.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if they don't work there, people who work there can recommend people who don't. And it's just a great way.
I love that place. We did a live podcast performance there 2 weeks ago. There was the Chicago Podcast Fest, and it was across the street from the second building.
The East building.
Yeah, and we did it in there, and it was fun. We had a nice turnout. And it was the same night as Emily Salyer was playing across the street.
Oh, nice.
So it was very funny. The first part, because there were 3 WGN podcasts that were performed live. Kelly Leonard, Roy's son, hosts a podcast here at WGNradio.com. And he was out first, and he came out and said, I just want you to let everybody know that I'm not the Indigo Girl that's across the street. So that was how he opened the show, which was funny. So George Michael had a pretty... complicated and interesting life,
And
what were some of the things that you discovered about George Michael that you were going to share?
For example, Bill Flanagan, I guess, of MTV and also Musician Magazine talked about how one of the great secrets of rock and roll is to be successful, you have to have a father who hates you and a mother who dies young. I mean, you look at people like McCartney or John Lennon and Tom Petty to some extent. But in George Michael's case, it was the same sort of thing in that his father just totally, even when he had hits around the world and recording with Aretha Franklin, his father would tell him, you can't sing, you can't carry a tune. Just dissing the guy, and I don't want to pick on his parents, but they were immigrants to England, and there was that work ethic. We've really got to work hard to make it. So there wasn't a lot of support at home, a lot of encouragement and saying, hey, you know, we're behind you, whatever you want to do. So George had a fight against that, and that's what he says. As a matter of fact, there's a great line that he has in an interview where he says, it was the something that's missing. It's not the something extra that makes a star. It's the something that's missing. And his whole career was compensating for that, trying to fill that void where the parents weren't there to make him feel loved. So yeah, he just worked hard to get it, to win audiences over throughout his career.
Well, I mean, he was a complete natural, and I saw Wham once, and I saw George Michael solo three times.
Wow.
And he was an incredible performer. I mean, incredible. And also, I mean, how can you say that the guy can't sing? The guy's got he had one of the greatest voices of all time. It is,
yes,
an amazing voice.
It's a powerful voice.
Incredible. And I remember when they did the Freddie Mercury tribute. When Freddie Mercury passed away, they did a pay-per-view tribute, which I purchased and watched. And he came out and he did Somebody to Love, which is not an easy song to do. And also, if you're going to try and sing Freddie Mercury, good luck. But he came out and he killed it. I mean, it's available online. I would imagine it's on YouTube. Isn't it unbelievable?
It's crazy unbelievable.
Yeah. And, you know, and of course, you know, like his work with Elton John, he did an incredible version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The guy was the man. Have you guys heard his cover of, I Can't Make You Love Me? The Bonnie Raitt song?
No.
No.
It was on an Unplugged that he did late 90s, early 2000s. And
we may have to reassess our encore.
Yeah, it's a beautiful version. It's a really beautiful. Well, I mean, that song is gorgeous,
but
it's one of my favorite songs. Yeah. But I mean, just George Michael doing it is kind of mind blowing. So do you guys it was only a couple of years ago. Do you guys remember where you were when you heard that George Michael died? Because it was kind of a big deal for me. So you remember, Debbie?
I was on vacation with my parents in Hawaii.
On Christmas?
I know.
That's where the polls go.
That's where the polls go.
That's great.
Yeah, but it was just weird. I mean, it was still surreal. You wake up in the morning, no matter where you are, and you hear that news. It's just crazy.
Do you remember, Aaron, where you were?
What year was it?
That was the end of
2015?
Last year. No, it was 2016.
Oh, 16. Yeah, 2016 was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah, I would have been at my parents' house, but I probably didn't hear it until days later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just so inured to bad news in 2016.
Yeah. About people. I mean, that was also like
Carrie Fisher,
Debbie Reynolds, and all in that time period. Lovely holiday season for 2016.
We started with David Bowie.
And we just lost Tom Petty. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. God. But anyway, do you remember where you were when you heard?
Like I said, I was just. So many sad things happened that year.
Yeah. I came out. I was coming out of a movie. My parents and I always go to a movie on Christmas. So I was coming out of a movie called Why Him? With Bryan Cranston and James Franco.
Right.
About Bryan Cranston's daughter is dating James Franco, and he's a nightmare.
Oh.
He's like the worst possible. All tatted up, really vulgar, and a moron. Mm-hmm. And so it's about, oh, my God, my future son-in-law is a lunatic. And it was a really, really sort of vulgar and kind of funny, actually, movie. It made me laugh a little bit. And we were coming out of the theater, and I turned my phone back on, and it was going nuts. It was, like, vibrating and everything. Wow. And I was like, what? And I look, and, you know, because my friends know how much I love George Michael, and there was texts everywhere. And that's how I found out after seeing a really stupid movie. That's how I found out. And I was not happy about it. Now, in terms of how did you guys were you fans of George Michael, Debbie?
You know, I mean, I grew up with him, and I loved all of his music, but I didn't really realize the magnitude of how great he was until I saw him live. And somebody offered me a ticket to go see him at the United Center. I thought, how on earth is he going to be able to fill this entire arena by himself?
Yeah.
I was blown away. It was one of the most incredible shows I've ever seen.
Yeah. I saw, like I said, I saw Wham. I saw Wham once at the old Poplar Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Outdoor theater. I saw him there. And then I saw George Michael three times. And the first time I saw him was on the Faith tour. And that was just That was it. It was over, man, at that point. I was like, this guy is the king. And so
we've lined up a leather jacket and the cross earring for the show.
That's so. Right. Yeah. Aaron, what about you? What was your first, like, do you remember your first time you heard either Wham or George Michael? Was it something that hit you?
Oh, my friend Rachel had, I just Facebooked her about it. I was like, do you remember when we used to listen to Wham in your room? And she was like, he's so cute. And like, I was like, okay, glad you think so. But like, I like the music and like, yeah. So she was all like boy crazy. And I liked the singing. That was my first. And then Faith, whenever Faith came out, I think it was in
87.
So it was right around the Bengals, because I was like really into the Bengals. But still, like Faith, like once I sort of was like done listening in a different light, I got into Faith and like just like wore it out, the cassette.
I mean, that album, every song on that album
is amazing.
Every song is amazing on it, and almost all of them were hits.
That's like, why I thought of it for Great Moments in Vinyl. Like, whenever there's an album where every song is great, I'm like, yeah, well, we should probably do that.
Top five singles.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's astonishing, actually. Yeah. I mean, the stuff that, I mean, that album was a phenomenon, man. I remember George Michael was everywhere when that album came out.
Yep.
Yeah. And I love Listen Without Prejudice. I think Listen Without Prejudice is a terrific album. And
like you said, underrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really underrated.
That was the album where he wanted to become recognized for his songwriting and be more introspective.
Oh, yeah. And I remember, the first video didn't feature him at all.
Freedom 90?
No. Freedom 90 didn't feature him either.
Oh, it just featured Praying for Time. Probably.
Praying for Time. Yeah, Praying for Time, which just had the lyrics to the song that would pop up every once in a while, and then the cover of the record. And are you guys playing Praying for Time?
Oh, yeah.
No, I love that song.
I mean, it's all about George stepping away from being a celebrity. He won the world over, and he decided, that's not what I want. I've lost who I am. Let me get away from the celebrity machine.
Yeah, and it's a real introspective album, obviously. Yeah. And it didn't sell as well as Faith, and people considered it a failure and everything.
Company told him, this is your Springsteen's Nebraska.
Yeah, And it was supposed to be two albums, because it's Listen Without Prejudice.
Right, part two.
Volumes one, and then it didn't happen. Yeah. And I also remember some of the stuff that he did like later in his career, where, like after he got busted in the John.
Right. And outed.
He did it and outed, yeah. Well, that wasn't a shock, but he did it, and but then he did a video where he's dressed up like a cop, and he's in the bathroom with a bunch of other guys dressed up as cops, and they're dancing. Fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic. And then one of my favorite later songs by him is Fast Love, which is just a really great dance song. And that's when he had the Caesar haircut and the facial hair and everything. Yeah, that was like late 90s. That was like 90. It was from the album that was from is called Older, which I think is a really terrific record that nobody really knows. But anyway. By the way, Lindsay, before we were going to take a break here, you guys are also doing the Stones in December.
Yes, we are.
And you're doing Sticky Fingers and Some Girls.
We're one of our first Saturday shows at Martyrs. So
that's going to be great. Well, you
got to come.
It's a Saturday. That's right. It's a,
bring your producer. Bring Dan.
Bring in Dan. I love this. I happen to like the Stones very much.
I know this about you.
That's shocking.
Hey, but I got a great George Michael quote about beards.
All right.
He said, it helps if you have a beard, as it covers a multitude of sins. It really does.
That's why I have one.
I'm going to have a beard on Thursday.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to? Yeah.
That's also why I pick certain things.
Are you burning cork?
Like for Prince, I wanted to have the fancy beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a real facial hair beard, or is it going to be like
black stuff? You know what? Crepe hair is annoying, and it doesn't look as good.
Yeah.
Like for a shadow, I just want a smudge.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
You're going to look good. It's going to be great. All right. Let's hear a song to take us out to a break.
All right.
So.
There ain't no point in moving on till you've got somewhere to go. And the road that I have walked upon, well, it filled my pockets and emptied out my soul.
Oh, yes. beautiful stuff. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll talk more with the folks from Great Moments in Vinyl, and you can see them and their salute to George Michael at Martyrs, and it's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Get your tickets now. GreatMomentsInVinyl.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page for everything else. All right, we'll take a break and be back with more right after this on 720 WGN.
You let me know. So if you love me, say you love me. But if you don't, just let me go. 'Cause teacher, there are things that I don't. And the last one I had made me cry.
There you go. That is a beautiful song.
It is.
It is such a beautiful song. Oh, man.
My favorite on that album.
Yeah, it's a great, great song. Man, he was good. George Michael is going to be paid tribute to tomorrow night at Martyrs by the Great Moments in Vinyl, and they are fantastic musicians. And I want to thank Lindsay and Aaron and Debbie for coming down. And they're going to be doing Faith and Listen Without Prejudice and a few Wham cuts as well. And we're going to hear one more story about George Michael, but I wanted Aaron to be able to play one of her originals. And Aaron, you have you're doing a benefit show for the Chicago Area Peace Action on Saturday.
Yeah. It's at a church, Reba Church in Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
And Hassan, he booked us for this, and he's also playing along with Monica Latham. So we're really excited to be doing that for that organization. And who doesn't need more peace in their life?
Yeah.
Jesus, there'll be speakers and musicians and Halloween costumes. So
cool. Well, have fun. Have fun. What song are we going to hear? What are you going to play for us?
Oh, this is a new one.
Cool.
About where I live. It's called Raven Song. It's about birds.
All right. Here we go. Aaron Tedesco, everybody.
My neighborhood is Ravenswood. But I only see crows, so I ask the pros. Were there ever these majestic birds of poetry and prose? Or just their cousins, a misnomer, and no one really knows? And he told me there were indeed ravens until the late 1800s. Uncommon though they'd be, and he made me see a ray of hope, and in me it did burn. Sometime in my lifetime I get to see them return. And then life would be good when the ravens come back to Ravenswood. Ravens come back to Ravenswood. Life would be good when the ravens come back to Ravenswood. Ravens come back to Ravenswood. The nearest population of these said ravens is in south central Wisconsin. Are their numbers growing? Is their resiliency showing to overcome the obstacles humans always seem to throw them? And these birds, so intelligent and coy, like us, they like things shiny, sharing trinkets of joy. And maybe someday they'll find their way back to Illinois. Ravens come back to Ravenswood. Life, it would be good when the ravens.
Ravens come back to Ravenswood. We think we're more important, so we put ourselves ahead. But they use tools to solve their problems like us, they use their heads. Why can't we learn to see our similarities instead? And then life will be good, and the ravens will come back to Ravenswood. The ravens will come back to Ravenswood. Life, it will be good, and the ravens will come back to Ravenswood. The ravens will come back to Ravenswood. Ravens come back to Ravenswood. Watch the ravens come back to Ravenswood.
That's beautiful. You are just a joy. Can I just say that? I swear to God, you make me tear up. I swear.
Oh, hearing a song about Chicago on WGN.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. Oh, my God. Aaron Tedesco, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so good. Let's hear, Lindsay. Let's hear a closeout story here about George Michael.
Real quick thing. George Michael, we think of him as such a gay icon these days, but he would tell you himself that back in the day he was confused about his sexuality. He slept with men. He slept with women. He really didn't know what he was about till he met his first love, Anselmo. And he said it was just like, wow, I've met someone I actually think I'm going to fall in love with rather than just want their body for a while. And for the first 6 months of our relationship, at least, I felt better than I had possibly in my entire life. I felt immediately that everything had changed. It's very hard to be proud of your own sexuality when it hasn't brought you any joy. But once it is associated with joy and love, it's easy to be proud of who you are.
There you go. George Michael, everybody. Listen, Debbie and Aaron, you guys are amazing. And I love you guys. And Lindsay, as always, man.
Thank you.
It's just a pleasure. And come back for the Stones thing. Come Absolutely. Back in studio. Bring the guys in and let's hear some Stones. Cool?
We'll right. rock this.
Tomorrow night, George Michael at Martyrs, Great Moments in Vinyl, starts at 8 o'clock. We have a link on our Facebook page. You can go to greatmomentsinvinyl.com for more information. And thank you guys for coming on. And Aaron, thank you for that song. It was beautiful. Okay.
Of course, yes.
All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.